why there are so many sexist or sexually blah relationships out there.
Wow.
Makes sense, though, huh?
I mean, I thought I was a stud until it was actually a human woman.
Welcome to another episode of Comic Syndicate. Check them out at thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. And now, here are your hosts, Josias and Adam.
Hello and good evening. Welcome to another episode of Comic Syndicate. I'm here with my boy,
Adam Garza.
I am the sick one, Josias.
He's very sick, guys.
I feel like shit, man.
Jesus. Well, you don't look like shit, so that's good.
Thanks, man. It's Friday, dude. I had off at work and fucking... Friday, I woke up with a jacked up sore throat, dude. And that was the day we were going to Vegas. And just the dry air out there in general. And then all the smoke in the casinos just killed me. And I smoke anyways, but just nothing but a mist of a fucking cloud smoke. dude. So that was my Saturday, and then I was just blowing my nose in the end of the night, both of the fucking the whole weekend. It looked like I got fucking told twice, dude. My eyes were all baggy, damn. Like blowing my nose all congested.
War machined or what?
Totally war machine, dude. And yesterday, I it was weird, sore throat Friday, stuffed up congestion, blowing my nose Saturday, Sunday. Yesterday, went back to work, but I was had a coughing fit throughout the night. I got no sleep, man.
Fuck.
I'm running on empty. I'm beat. It's going to be a short show.
Sounds
so peace
good.
Out, guys. Thanks, you guys.
Thanks for listening.
Hey, peace out.
Don't forget to comment.
No, right, dude. how you doing, man? How was your weekend?
My weekend sucked. I had to work graveyard on a...
Oh, yeah, again, right?
Sunday night through Monday. It's just... And then the bitch was late.
God, that actually, hooker, dude.
Yeah.
She keeps fucking you, dude.
I know, dude. I don't know. She said she doesn't really call off.
You got fucked like I got fucked. I got fucked in Vegas.
I was so tired, dude. Nah, but anyways.
You, man. So after I lost fucking about $400.
Like in...
$150 a day.
Fuck,
and
dude.
Then one of my buddies hit me up, bet sportsbook on some boxing parlay this fight. And the first guy fucking gets knocked out, like, in the first round. It was not a good trip, man. It was fun, dude, for sure. But, yeah, that was 400 short. And then I hit the outlets out there, which is cool. I've never been to the outlets. I scored some new chucks, some new clothes, some fucking nice sports coats. I'm going to look fucking pimp, dude,
nice. When
it gets cold. But, yeah, dude, so I treated myself a good $200 just. But, again, the trip was just, what can you do, man? All right, cool, Jesus. Man. You ready to hit this?
Let's do it.
All right, guys. This is going to be your Twitter shout-outs off of episode 63, Just the Tip. First person to hit us up was our boy Justin Corbett from at Comical Podcast. He says, I listened to the first 45 minutes earlier. That Italian voice was hilarious. Hashtag great
Mine
show.
Mine or Sadie's.
I'm pretty sure Sadie's.
I'm pretty sure Sadie's.
Sadie had me fucking rolling right off the bat.
Yeah, I'm
going
to talk to him about that. I'm the star of this fucking show.
He said he was going to join us, dude.
We're supposed to have four people today.
Next week, Sergio, we're gonna have a haunted, I don't know, we'll figure something out, dude.
We'll do something.
It's gonna be a tight fucking squeeze
some
in
short stories, and we'll still do our comments.
That sounds good then, dude. All right, cool. Next one's gonna be from Ophelia Fallatio. She says at Comic Syndicate 1, aw, Atman the Beaner, you're a twinerd? That's cute. I used to be one myself. Hate the author, though. Hashtag, she gets to at El Sadie at for the villain. And she says, hashtag awkward sexual positions, nothing more awkward than an accidental shit stab.
Why are you going to hate the author?
I don't know.
The book is way better than the movie. And
there were several.
She said she was a fan.
Yeah, but confused. Maybe she was reading the books and she just fell out of love with it, which obviously you haven't. I listened to fucking,
the
Dead Men Talking, and I heard them talking fucking shit on you.
Yeah, dude. I listened to the last shows. Really good.
Those guys are good guys, good man. Guys, so, man. Yeah, you guys can find them at Frank Branch. Is the Wicked Radio Network. We're going to be up there soon, which is pretty dope. So listen to them, find them, dude. And speaking of Frank Branch's, he says, Mem likes Twilight, hashtag Sparkly. I bet he's hashtag Team Jacob.
You know, I was Team Alice. She's hot.
What is Team Alice?
Well, she's one of the vampires, and she can read minds. But I would have, if I had to go between Edward and Jacob, I would have go at You know what? I'm just going to stop talking about Twilight. So just let's move on to the next one. Well,
you got like 10 more people fucking talking shit on you.
Oh my God. You know what? I have the balls enough to say I liked it.
I give you props.
All you guys went and saw the fucking movie with the hoods on by themselves. And pretended you guys didn't
watch it.
I'm here with my girlfriend. She just, she would
she
get
dragged me in.
She would have got popcorn.
Yeah, I know, right, dude. Next one, dude, is going to be our boy, Jonathan Villanueva. He's at Spectre_Vision. He says, listen to the At Comics link at One Boys as I enjoy my lunch. He tweets a picture of the link.
Nice.
And he said something really cool. So there were two themes. People liked Sadie's voice.
Okay.
People are talking shit on you because you like Twilight. And this one, dude, which I have a story for you at the end of this shout out, dude. If it's good service, I'll over tip. If I have to run you down to get a drink, you get shit.
Thank you very much. All right,
and that's Jonathan.
You
now,
have to fucking trip the fucking waitress to get their attention.
I'll hold on to that still, okay. But because there's quite a few to go through, dude. Next one's gonna be from at Lupe 01219. She was stuck in a chimney this past weekend.
Oh, we sent a video. That was awesome.
She says the show was hilarious as ever. Must listen. These BMWs are entertaining.
Okay, that's nice.
Yeah, thank but you. She doesn't thank say you. We have BMWs. She's calling us.
Big Mexican wieners.
I don't know if that's a slap down, but for the chimney comment, I guess. Well, I'll take Jesus. That, dude. Next one is going to be from at Eric Lopez, 247. He says, at Comics Central 1, at MemDebuner, at LCD_City, at For the Villain. Thanks for the shout out. By the way, give a Pub Talk podcast a try. You won't be disappointed. And he says, at Comical Podcast 2, at MemDebuner, at Comical Podcast, at For the Villain. It must be a Garza thing to like sissy vampires. That's the theme, dude. So,
About sissy, but okay.
Okay. At One Your Bad Girl, Lisa said, I need my world to stop for an hour so I can listen to Comic Syndicate at Comic Syndicate 1. I thought that was nice,
that's
dude.
That's nice. Thank you.
And she gets us back. She says, I totally disagree with Lynn. If you can fuck like a woman at 18, that makes you a woman, not a baby. Hashtag 18 is legal.
Yes, it is. I like that. Yes, it is.
So, yeah. I said if... That's what I said.
You checked your IDs, my friends.
Yeah. I know, dude. Next one's going to be from our boy. We haven't heard from him in a while, dude. A list of our usual suspects. Here are our Twitter shoutouts. RideShare13 Albert Alvarado says, at Comic Syndicate 1, I can't believe my ears. Did that member Peter really say what's wrong with sparkling vampires? At For the Villain.
It's a different take on vampires. It's, you know, that's all right. You know?
Oh, man. And then he gets back to us several times, and he hits us up today, too. He says, at For the Villain, did he say don't talk shit on Twilight? I still can't believe Mems digs on Twilight. Last episode, he said big dick is a must in porn. So this is also very
can I
true.
Say it's a must in porn?
Well, you kind of made it seem like, do saying. You want to see a little dick, or do you want to see a big, hard, throbbing cock ramming? So I guess, out of context, perhaps,
you know,
but it was still
come
funny.
On, guys. You know, you guys watch porn, and it does have a factor in it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I guess. Yeah. I like just with porn. But anyway, last episode, okay, blah, 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 blah. And he said, today, dude, he goes, power rankings don't mean shit. That being said, hey, at Mem the Beaner, look who fell below the Dolphins at 4
Yeah,
the
Dolphins
villain.
Are still falling down. Patriots are coming back. Did you not see the last game?
Dude.
It was a block. Was that the one with the block kick?
Yeah, it was.
It's
actually.
All right. It's okay. It's okay.
Okay, next.
They lost that game.
Yeah, actually, there were a lot. Actually, no, I missed all the games because I was They're on the really road, road coming back, dude. Next one's going to be from at Mr. Johnny H _BITW. Johnny H, he says that For the Villain, it's called Painkiller Jane. And I guess it was the comic he had told us about last weekend. I guess, I think I called it The Lumberjanes, I think.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, dude, so he tweeted at me earlier today. But he says, it's called Painkiller Jane. The Soska twins are doing an R-rated movie about it. And he hits me up today before we record. He says, at For the Villain, dude, can you please give a shout out to at Twisted_Twins and their new movie, See No Evil 2 movie. It's on DVD and Blu-ray today. Now, I believe that's the one with Kane from WB.
Yeah.
He's a psychotic killer. But yeah, guys, I'm going to Blu-ray that one or DVR it, or I'll definitely check it out. Thanks,
okay.
Johnny.
You tell me
to the Soska twins. Yeah, dude, we'll definitely do that. Next one's going to be from at Comical Podcast to Miguel Garza, another co-host of Comical Podcast. Bad service? Oh, here you go. And I'm going to toss on my story after this. Bad service. Write this on the tip line. Here's a tip. get a new job. Mm-hmm. All in caps. He says, great episode 2. Love the horse costume story and the Italian accent. How about them cowboys? So, first of all, thanks a lot, Miguel. So, we got a few of the no tipping. I came across this coming back on Sunday, dude. So, okay. We had breakfast at...
Where were we eating at?
We were at Whiskey Pete's State Line, and we were eating at IHOP.
Oh, okay.
And I was sick, so I ordered an OJ and a water. And I forgot. Some simple breakfast, dude, and... No checking up on us. I was blowing my nose in the fucking restaurant. Like, I had to hike to the restroom, so I'm like, fuck it, I'll just blow my nose into the napkin I have. I can just order more napkins. If the asshole ever came to check up on me.
Right.
So fucking strike number one right there.
Okay, that's minus a dollar right there.
Pretty much, dude. I'm a good fucking tipper, dude. He didn't ask us for shit. He didn't check up on us. I fucking had to get one of my friends, one of my homegirls, it ripped up her napkin so she can share it with me, because all mine was all jacked up.
Wow.
And then when I asked for water, because I was fucking thirsty, you know, and he fucking gave me a sour look like I was like, bothering him.
Wow.
So I'm like,
what was the tip?
Zero.
You gave you're never gonna go there again
away. Too. No, I'm never gonna see homeboy again.
Now the awkward is,
go for it,
when you go back.
Would I go back there?
No, I've done that. I've gave zero.
And then still go back.
And then like 2 days later, I'll show up.
That's ballsy. I don't know if I would do that, dude.
Yeah, bitch. I gave you fucking zero.
But I thought it was funny because one of my homegirls, she goes, just the tip. She's like, do I want to listen to this one? I'm like, it's totally not what you're thinking.
Yeah, my girl gave me the same thing.
All right, cool, dude. So it was funny, dude. And I'm like, it's totally, you know, she's like, so are you going to leave a tip? Because you know you spoke about this with Adam. I'm like, you know, nah. I'm like, and I was thinking, like, I got $2 on me. I'm like, I can be a cheapskate and just leave him two. I'm like, I can be a dick and let him know he did bad and leave him one. And I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm sick. Let's get the fuck out of here. So.
The worst. This is the worst.
Go for it, man.
Right? So you leave zero.
Yes.
And then you forget your fucking glasses.
Oh,
so you're out. So you have to go back.
Fuck.
Into the fucking restaurant.
Hey, what's up, puto? Your service sucked, by the way. I just came back from my shades.
Getting dogged by the cook.
Mm-hmm.
Getting dogged by the fucking...
You know they're taking hostess. A picture because it's like, if this asshole comes back in, we're going to spit in his food.
That's why whenever I leave the table, I double check everything.
Yeah, dude. So I put an ad in completely, and I thought you would like that story.
That's good, man.
So did I do good?
You did good.
Right,
you did well. You know what? These people, they expect a tip.
Yeah.
And that's why they do a lousy job.
Yeah.
They do a great job. I tip.
Yeah.
Not well, but I tip.
No, well. So I thought that was funny, dude. Okay, last few shout-outs, dude, are going to be to the crew that I was in at the summer movie draft with this year. I think I told you about it. During the beginning of the summer, where it was eight people. We put in $20, and we literally bet on all the summer movies. We all had like $100 caps, quote-unquote, nice. Or credits, and then we can bid on as much as we wanted. The movie that... I picked up Amazing Spider-Man 2, which sucked, but it made money. And the one that no one wanted to pick up, but I had to pick it up, was the Marvel movie Guardians of the Galaxy. Nice. Was what put me over, dude. So I also made a bet, stupid bet, with one of the homeboys, Alan. He said, do you think, because he had picked up Transformers, he's like, I bet you Transformers is going to do better than Guardians. And I'm like, fuck that. And I'm thinking to myself, holy shit, it's unestablished. Yeah. Like, this can be a terrible bet. Smoked fucking Transformers. That was another $10 bet. I won $150.
Guardians beat Transformers?
Oh, beat the shit out of it, dude. Yeah, yeah. So I just want to give those guys a shout out. RG, Carl, Alan, Diego, Carlos, Anton, Twin, and myself. And it was fun shooting the shit with them on a day-to-day basis or week basis. Like, your movie's sucking dick right now. Like, you paid 56 credits for fucking Chef. And, like, it was only out in two theaters, though.
It was a good movie.
Yeah. Yeah, well, see, I haven't seen it yet. So, those guys are awesome. You guys can find us on Instagram at comic_syndicate. You guys can find us at thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com. Our mobile site, thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com/mobile. You guys can find us on Facebook. Find us, like us there, guys. Go to nerdbong.com where you guys can find us and a bunch of other killer podcasts on there. And Wicked Radio Network soon.
Sounds good. I'm looking forward to Wicked Radio.
Yeah, dude. Those guys are fucking great people. And again, our Nerdbong crew, the family is fucking dope. They were all down to earth. Find them, follow them, guys. Good people, listen to them. All right, man. Anywhere you want to go, rock and roll.
Alrighty.
I feel like shit.
If you guys want to pick up some audiobooks, hit up Comic Syndicate. trial/ Facebook.com. You guys can find it on the page. We'll send up a link.
Yeah.
It's a 30 days, get a free book. You don't like it, drop it. They can actually, say you pick up a book and you don't like it, they can give refund you that credit.
Yeah.
And you can get something else. Good stuff. Great stuff.
Okay. Anything else you want to add on? You ready to get to it? Stores or anything?
You want to the our Wednesday adventure?
Oh, fuck, dude.
Okay,
yes. All right. Go for it. So last Wednesday.
A really good writer, great writer, Joshua Williamson.
He does Nailbiter. He does Ghosted. He does Captain Midnight. He does Mask and Mobsters, or did Mask and Mobsters. It was a book club.
Didn't know it was a book club, by the way.
And we go in, everyone had their trade paperbacks.
Yeah, just trades. I'm like, these guys are a bunch of fucking noobs.
Yeah,
they don't even have his comic books, exactly. Right?
Which was kind of cool, though, because they actually had Joshua Williamson there, like, fucking...
Yeah, dude, it was awesome.
Shooting the shit, like...
There was, like, 9 people.
Yeah.
They gave
us... Small crowd.
They gave us pizza, sodas.
Yes, water.
We sat down.
Mm-hmm. A giant circle. Well, not even a giant circle. Yeah. It was intimate, which was cool. And then it was just free to ask him questions galore.
Right. So what happened was we didn't get the memo as to...
We
bust out my recorder.
Yes.
Have it on my beat. Recording this. With great audio. This is fucking perfect. During about half an hour in...
Yeah, at least. He's like, I hope nobody is recording because...
I thought he was joking.
Because he's like, I just mentioned something I shouldn't have mentioned right now.
Yeah.
And Adam and I look at each other and I'm like, holy shit, he's got his recorder on his knee.
On my knee. And I thought he was kidding, so I was like, what? Because everybody was laughing. Well,
Josh, you're a funny guy,
Josh. You're fucking... funny. And then
I
kept feeling these eyes on me, like
you were
like,
getting dogged, dude.
The owner of the store was behind Josh.
Cool guy. Everyone in there was Goldberg. Fucking awesome.
Yeah,
Goldberg.
He looked like Goldberg.
Cool cat though, still. Yeah.
Yeah. He was dogging me for the rest of the show, which about another hour.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? And I have bad glasses. And I'm like, is he really fucking?
He was
dogging me.
I think he was just curious as to what you had on your knee.
It was everybody knew it was a recorder. Everybody knew it was a fucking recorder, right?
Especially when you go, testing, is this thing on?
Hey, Josh, why don't you come a little closer?
Josh, speak into the microphone. Nobody can hear you.
He kept getting up.
Yeah.
And we sat next to the cash register, and I kept feeling like breath on my back of my fucking head, dude. Like,
not that bad, but yeah.
It was funny, but
we have history with Joshua Williamson. We've had him on the show before. He gave us a great interview. He's a great guy, down to earth, dude. We went up to him at the end. Like, it's like, hey, dude, we heard you say straight up, you know, you hope nobody was recording. We want to be straight up with you and the owner. We hit them up. We could have been dicks and walked off with our with audio straight up.
Yeah.
But we were cool enough. I think was down to earth of us to hit them up and like, dude, we did record. We can delete it right now. We checked the audio and you know, we deleted it straight up. So,
I mean, it was cool. I mean, Josh said, yeah, please do that. And then we talked to the owner.
Mm.
The owner was fucking lifting this giant shelf of comic books by himself. I'm like, oh, man.
I'm like, hey, you.
Hey, Goldberg, get over here.
Oh, man.
And he looked at us like, because he was pissed.
He was pissed, dude. But again, we told him straight up, it's like, dude, you know, we don't...
You motherfuckers ate my pizza.
You drank my soda.
You drank all the fucking Diet Cokes.
Yeah, dude.
And then you buy one comic book.
Yeah, I know you
right?
Dude,
one
yeah.
comic. And you got an hour and a half of intimate recording.
Yes, exactly.
You motherfuckers are banned. That's what I thought he was going to say.
Completely.
I thought he was going to say that. Punch me in the face. Smash my recorder. But
fucking back breaks me like Batman and Bane. Dude. So he was cool about it. He's like, nah, you know, I appreciate it because, you know, it's an intimate thing. And these artists and writers are sharing a lot that they can't really say. Or, you know, it's just more intimate for them. So we totally respected that. We deleted it. And he even told us about some other upcoming events, book club meetings and sign-ins that they're going to have, which is cool.
We'll be
and
there.
And it's down the street from us, dude. So, yeah. I mean, it was fun times. It was fucking hilarious.
It was hilarious.
But when we got sign-ins from Josh, he remembers us straight up, dude. And it was cool. Gave him our cards, finally. And he's like, yeah, we definitely got to do the show again. So he's like, and again, I, you know, thank you guys for letting me know and leading the
interview. For sure. So we're 0-2. We had two recordings, two great recordings.
Yeah,
I think we lost one and we can't play the other.
Episode 14 was like the greatest interview never heard. So never go heard. Back and listen to that so you cannot hear it on there, guys. But all right, great story, man, for sure. All right, dude, let's go football talk real quick. I sound like shit, dude. My ears are good. Clogged up.
Deep voice.
All right, man, thank you. Here we go. So you, okay, Sadie had 10 wins for the week. You had 7 wins. And Sergio and I took 11 wins. You had 7 wins. What the fuck happened?
You know, sometimes...
So thanks for the drink.
Thank you for the drink you bought for yourself.
I know, right?
I'll get you.
I missed all these games. The Thursday night game I did see, though. And then my Steelers game, Monday Night Football, I saw yesterday. Antonio Brown is a fucking maniac. They used him as a quarterback, dude.
I know, dude.
In the slot. And that guy's just a beast, dude. So it was great. It was a great win for us. We needed it. It was against Houston, so it's not saying a lot. The Frisco Broncos game was just an ass whipping.
Fucking Niners. Where you at, Serge?
Yeah.
Niners suck.
All we have for those games, you want to go over next week?
Yeah, let's do a quick
recap. Right, here we go. First one, Thursday night's game is going to be Chargers versus the Broncos. We're going to sweep this one, right?
Yes, Rivers is going down.
Adam Josias. All right. Next one, Sunday, is going to be Lions versus the Falcons. Take it.
Excuse me. Lions.
Yeah, I will sweep that one with you. Next one's going to be Bills versus the Jets.
Bills.
I'll go Jets just to switch it up, dude. Next one's going to be, interesting game. Ravens versus the Bengals.
Ravens are on top right now.
Yeah, they are. We're going to sweep that?
Yeah.
Okay, next one's going to be Seattle versus the Panthers. This is going to be a one-sided game, dude. Sweep it.
Sweep. Okay, we're buying each other drinks.
Yeah, well, I'm probably going to buy my own drink anyway. So next one's going to be Bears versus the Patriots.
Oh, I got to go my boy.
Yeah.
They barely fucking won.
I'm going to go...
Barely won against Jets.
I'm going to go Bears, dude, just to switch it up again. Next one's going to be Titans. Texans versus the Titans.
You go on and pick the other one.
They both suck. Houston put up some good numbers. J.J. Watt I like J.J. Watt. I'll go Texans.
All right.
All right. Next one's going to be Dolphins versus Jaguars. You're not going to go Dolphins. I'll go Dolphins.
I'll go Jags.
All right. I like that one, dude.
Jags won last week.
Yeah, they did actually. They first win, right? Yeah. Next one's going to be Rams versus the Chiefs.
Jesus. Rams played good last week.
They did. You want to go Rams? I'll go Chiefs.
This one.
All right, cool. So you cannot buy me my drink again. Next one's going to be Vikings versus Buccaneers. I'll let you take this one. I'll go opposite, whichever one you choose. Vikings, Bucks.
I'll go Vikings.
Ooh, this is ugly for me. I will go Buccaneers, though. Next one's going to be Eagles versus the Cardinals. On paper, it should be a decent game.
The Cardinals are on a roll, man.
They are. They've only had one loss.
I'll go Cardinals.
So is Philly. I'll go Philly. I'll back up Sadie, dude. Josiah, Adam. Next one, Raiders versus the Browns. Sweep the Browns. Sweep.
Yeah.
Next one's going to be... This is going to be scary. The Colts versus the Steelers. You're going Colts.
Yes.
I'm going Steelers. I have to, man. So apparently I'm going to be buying the drinks again next week. Next one should be another good game on paper. But if it's at home, they might win this one. Saints versus the Packers.
No, I'm going Saints just fucking
They're terrible. Playing like shit, dude.
I'm going Packers. Fuck that.
Oh, fuck. I will back you up on that. We'll sweep that. Yeah. Next one's going to be a good game. No, actually not really, dude, because these boys are on fire. The Redskins versus the Cowboys. Ooh, Cowboys versus Indians.
Cowboys.
Let's sweep
Cowboys
it.
Cowboys always win.
They're playing like studs, dude, and they fucking destroyed Seahawks and then the Giants this past week. So it's good. A lot of interesting what the fuck games, dude.
Dude, this season's...
Today is a... Baseball World Series starts, dude. San Francisco Giants versus the Kansas City Royals. They're both wild cards.
Wow.
My dad's a San Francisco Giants fan. So I'm a Yankees fan. Yeah, he's Jazz, dude.
Nice.
But they're both wild cards. The Royals had to fight to win or to get in for the wild card spot. They fucking swept fucking the Angels, and they swept fucking the Baltimore Orioles, wow. Dude. So it should be a great series. I'm backing up my pops, but if the Royals win it, I want to see them sweep the fucking Giants. That way it's like... unprecedented, like has
That'd
never
be
been
sick.
Heard, right? So I don't know if any of you guys dig that, but let's hit some news or bullshit, I guess, right?
Do it.
All right, this is why we love to scare ourselves silly. This is just an odd thing that I got today, and it's just, you know, Halloween time, so here we go. It's Halloween season, and that means we're all looking forward to spooking ourselves with haunted houses, scary movies, and ghoulish costumes. But why do we enjoy feeling afraid? To find out, Huffington Post Science reached out to experts in the science of fear. Here's what we learned. Fear comes from worrying. For many people, everyday life can feel overly routinized and even boring. Dr. David H. Zald, a psychologist, psychiatry professor at Vanderbilt University in Nashville, Tennessee, told the Huffington Post in an email. By contrast, when we're scared, we are fully aware, conscious, and in the moment. We are not preoccupied thinking about what happened yesterday or what we have done tomorrow.
I agree with that. Yeah. I mean, I really don't like scary movies, but when I do, mm-hmm. I sometimes maybe not scream, but do a manly scream.
Do you jump on your lady?
Whoa!
That's shut the fuck up. Okay, funny.
Oh, shit. Get the fuck out of snap.
There. Okay, human. Fear floods our brains with feel-good chemicals. So this one's interesting. Being scared activates our fight or flight response, which prepares our body to respond to a perceived threat. And that can feel good. Our arousal system is activated and triggers a cascade of feel-good neurotransmitters and hormones like endorphins, dopamine, serotonin, and adrenaline that influence our brains and our bodies. Dr. Margie Kerr, Pittsburgh-based sociologist and self-styled scare expert, told Huffington Post in an email. Okay. When we know we're safe, she said, we interpret this state of arousal as a positive experience. All it takes is a moment, even less than a second, to realize we're safe and to switch over to laughter and joy. So, yeah. I mean, I did see on an airplane when you get turbulence and it feels like, oh, shit, the plane's going to go down.
We're fucking dead.
Yeah. And one time that happened in particular and, like, crazy turbulence going into Texas one day. And I was pissing, like, shitting bricks, dude. I'm like, oh, my God, we're so dead. And then everyone, like was up against their seat and, like, holding onto shit. And then once it subsided, everyone looks at each other and just lets out in unison a giant laugh
together. Yeah, like a airplane. Really awkward laugh. Like,
totally. Oh, like,
almost fucking died. Oh, God.
Yeah, so, okay, that makes perfect sense. Next one, it makes us feel confident. Going through a scary experience can make us feel proud of what we've accomplished, according to Kerr. Psychologically, when we make it through a safe yet scary activity, it results in feelings of confidence, competence, accomplishment, and success. And it's a real life. A real self-esteem boost. Sorry about that. There's nothing quite like defeating a horde of zombies in a haunted house or jumping out of a plane to make you feel like you can take on the world. So the adrenaline rush, I guess, okay. Is what you're saying. Which, yeah, I do like the adrenaline rush, although I haven't jumped out of a plane yet.
I won't.
Okay. Next one, we're addicted. The rush of those chemicals can make us feel so good that we want to seek out that high all over again. So again, I guess.
You like to watch. Scary like, movies. This movie's going to be scary. All right, let's go in and watch it.
Cool, there you go.
I don't like watching my theaters, though.
You don't like any... Because
you can't, the audience you can't you fucking in. Leave the room. Like, oh, I gotta go take a piss. I'll be right back. You know?
All right, that's totally true, dude. If it's accompanied or followed by a relief or success, such as when accomplishing something despite danger, it can lead to the so-called adrenaline rush, there you go, which is experienced as positive and may even have an addictive quality, as people who actively seek experience that can lead to this rush. Interesting. Now, the last one, it makes us feel connected. This one I had no idea. Being scared can also make us feel closer to one another. Haunted houses and amusement parks are inextricably linked to friends and family, Kara said. We're taking on these challenges together and in doing so creating stronger bonds. Okay, stronger memories and feelings of closeness. If you watch people coming out of a haunted house, you'll see lots of hugs and high fives. I guess that makes sense because,
so
like,
so bad. What do you mean high fives? I've gone to Scary Farm a couple times.
Okay, let's say I'm going tomorrow, dude. Now with the lack of sleep I got, I'm going to not Scary Farm tomorrow night. I'm gonna have a few drinks. I'm gonna booze it before I get in.
Oh man, you're gonna have people jumping out everywhere.
Yeah, and I love it though, dude. Again, yeah. The adrenaline rush. I don't scare easy, so I eat that shit up. But I guess what it means also is it makes you feel connected. Like, let's say. Our military boys,
okay,
you know, when they're going through life harrowing experiences on the battlefield, it's scary, but that's like the band of brothers,
right? Okay,
so that makes sense, right?
That makes sense.
Cool, man. And that's all I got, dude. I can do 9 sex myths that could seriously hurt your relationship real quick. We can do 5 reasons why you should talk about sex in your online dating profile. These are all quick kills, and we have the G-spot and vaginal orgasm are myths according to the new clinical review. We can do either or we can...
Let's do, you want to do 9 sex?
9 sex myths that could seriously hurt your relationship. Yeah, let's cut it real quick, dude. Next one's going to be, and I said it's going to be a short fucking show, dude. All right, guys, thanks for putting up with my voice. No one wants to admit that they're doing it wrong. You know what I'm talking about. Sex. By the time we reach our teens, we want to think we know everything about it. Yeah.
It's false. We don't know shit.
I was whacking off at fucking like nine.
9 years old.
But well into adulthood, a lot of us are still clueless, running around with all kinds of silly ideas in our heads about how sex works. Then we carry that misinformation into marriage, and no wonder why there are so many sexless or sexually blah relationships out there.
Wow.
Makes sense though, huh?
I mean, I thought I was a stud until it was actually a human woman.
I like that, dude. Two doctors are out of dispel as many myths are as, I'm sorry, myths, as they possibly can through a new book. Don't put that in there. And 69 other myths, sex myths debunked by Dr. Aaron E. Carroll and Dr. Rachel C. Vreeman. Number one. Actually, no, even if you're sure you know everything about sex, you may be surprised, okay, so or curious.
That's right, me. Like, are you sure this is not supposed to go in this hole? Yes, exactly. I am positive it's not supposed to go in this hole.
And I guess the big thing, too, is, like, tricks don't work for every woman or woman.
Yes.
Woman to woman, they differ. I know certain tricks that work on a handful of women, and then you go to that one chick, and it's like, oh, I'm so going to get you to come, babe. And you look up, and it's like...
30 minutes later.
Exactly. So...
The wet's gone and everything. It's just dry.
Totally, dude. And if... Yeah, never mind. I won't go there. Here are nine myths about sex that could be ruining your marriage or at least dampening things in the bedroom. See how many of these you already knew. Jesus. Number one, you can't get pregnant during your period. Stupid. Okay, right. I guess that's more junior high-ish. You don't know.
Okay,
it's a lot less likely that you'll get pregnant when you're menstruating, but it's still possible.
Right.
Okay.
You shouldn't be doing girls while they're... Mm-hmm. Well, they're having bloody tacos.
A woman's egg and a man's sperm can live for several days in the cozy environment of the womb. Okay. Number two. So I guess in junior high, you don't really know that.
Yeah. Yeah. We shouldn't be having sex in junior high anyway.
What's wrong with that?
Fucking sixth grader?
Okay, no. That's bad. Who are you gonna bang? No, you're right. You're right, dude. Now, if I could have banged one of my teachers, that would have been something. Anyways, number two, sex can give you a heart attack. We've all heard the stories of the older guy who just got way too excited during lovemaking. But Carolyn Vreeman looked at the research, and unless you smoke or have diabetes, there is a 1 in a million chance that you'll have a heart attack during sex. 1 in a million.
If you have diabetes?
Or if you smoke. So I'm down for one of them. And diabetes runs in my family.
I have diabetes.
That, you know what? Fuck that. Sign me up. That's the way for... That's the way I want to die.
Having sex and having a heart attack?
Well, at least I'm doing something I love doing.
I remember, I gotta get you to come.
And then dead.
Dead.
Okay, dude. Next one. Three. Married people don't play with themselves. Supposedly, if you're married, you don't have to masturbate because of all the sex you're having. Wrong. Right? Wrong. Exactly. That's exactly what it says. People who live with a sexual partner actually masturbate more than singles. But it's not because their sex lives are dead. Folks who are married also have more sex and better sex.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you know your partner, she knows you, and it's just, it clicks.
Yeah, now...
Everything goes where it's supposed to.
Although they say after a certain amount of time married, like, everyone always jokes that the sex is gone. Like, there's no sex in the marriage anymore. So that's an interesting one, because what the fuck? The myth that married people don't play with themselves is just plain wrong. Sexy lifestyle expert Dana B. Myers. For busy moms... It's so important to give yourself some pleasure playtime for stress relief, to ground yourself, and to keep learning about what you like.
There's too much playing around?
Is there
something that's like...
Too much?
Too much, like you come home from work and legs open.
You know, if I were to get home from work and my chick were naked, it's like, fuck it, I'm totally fucking down. Unless I had a shitty day, maybe I might need to take my shoes off and open a beer first. But like,
where's dinner, bitch?
Put your goddamn fucking clothes on.
Wash your fucking hands.
Shit, Adam. Okay, dude. It helps you tap into your unique power as a woman. While it's often great and fun to involve another person, crafting out time for a weekly or even daily a solo session is one of the greatest ways we can instantly bring ourselves into a state of calm, centered authenticity, and reclaim our own happiness. So yeah, the euphoria.
I'm gonna use that.
There you go.
See how that works with my girl.
Do it. You're
Get
not
the
down.
Fucking
then
down.
Let us know next week how that goes down.
Love, go away. I'm trying to take care of business.
I'm trying to calm myself, babe. Yeah. You're even better, babe. You know what? Tell her that one. Babe, you should give me a hand with this because it's going to help calm me.
There you go. I'll try it.
There you go. And let me know. Number four, there's a 10-year difference
fucking
in
black
sexual
eyes.
Peaks. Totally, you're going to come up with your Ray Rice. There's a 10-year difference in sexual peaks. Supposedly, men hit their peak in the early 20s, while women hit it in middle age. But the truth is, men and women experience peaks and valleys throughout their lives. Interesting. Sexual desire constantly fluctuates and is related to many, many more factors than age. Carolyn Vreeman said. So that one's interesting because... That one I had always heard, but I didn't know there was like the peaks and valleys.
Right.
So we were always told women in their 30s want it the most. And honestly, they do fucking want it. Although I'm coming to realize now as I'm getting older, which is great. Like, and I love fucking older women. But they, in going into their 40s, their 50s, like, they want it as bad. They want the cock that bad. And I'm still, I feel like I'm in my sexual peak from like 18 on. Like,
okay. What's the oldest?
Ooh, I think she was 49. She might have been, yeah, 49.
50 years old?
49.
49 is 50, Jesus
Christ. I would fuck a MILF, dude.
I've done older women, too, and it's... Okay, so, okay. Well, I mean, I told you that story where their daughter was hot. Yes. I was thinking about the daughter.
Not yes.
Hoping she would come inside.
That's true, though. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to see you...
Oh.
To have you see me banging your mom.
Which room is this?
I know, dude. I love that. Dude, number five. It's only a matter of time before a man cheats. First of all, cheating is not inevitable. Secondly, age is hardly a factor. People, men and women, are likely to cheat when they're unhappy in their relationships and or when they're sexually incompatible.
I agree.
That makes perfect sense, dude. Yeah. So just get the fuck out of the relationship and bang somebody else.
Yeah, but it's different. I guess that would suck if you're married. Yeah, have kids.
And we just fucking came to that at the same time.
Laters.
All right, number six. Sex with your socks on is lame. I have had sex with my socks. Mm-hmm. I wear ankle socks, so I'm always in these socks, dude. And that's me. And I can be completely naked. And I know it looks lame. And I know
people slip? Get
ridiculed. No, because
I eventually... Wheelbarrow, and then it's just like...
Okay, on wood flooring, yes.
Yes.
the tippy toes don't work like that. I'm like, whoa! Okay.
Especially with the beds high, dude.
Exactly. That happened in Vegas, dude. It's supposed to be a big turnoff, but in one bizarre study, couples who wore socks while having sex were more likely to have an orgasm than people who went sockless.
Really?
Interesting. Bottom line, the best sex may happen when you are comfortable, as Carol and Vermin put it. So there you go. Google girls go have more sex with me because I'm always comfortable socks.
I'm bringing condoms and socks.
There you go. Sweet. There you go, dude. And babe, give me a hand with this because I've had a stressful day. Number seven, men doing laundry turns on wives. And I cook, I clean, I do everything. I'm a fucking household man, dude. Sharing the household chores equally is great for a marriage. Make no mistake. The studies on this have been mixed, but it actually looks like the reverse may be true. Sorry, my fellow women. One interesting study showed that the more core housework, cooking, cleaning, doing laundry, a man did, the less frequently he had sex. Interesting. So it's okay. The opposite. On the other hand, the more manly chores he did, car repairs, lawn work, paying bills, the more sex he had. Interesting.
Okay.
And I do all those anyways too. So it could be the kind of housework a guy does that makes a difference.
Oh, see, I'm different. I'm lazy. I just chill and I'm like, okay, I don't need any more water.
There you go. Do you
fix the light?
I need some more water. It's not gonna fill itself.
No tip.
Number eight. Women don't really want sex. People have been saying this for years. That's what the women say with their goddamn excuses. That men's sex drives are stronger than women's. Well, the most current research proves that this is just plain wrong. It's just that women often want sex in different ways. And we've been culturally biased against seeing women as sexual beings. When it comes to biology, Carolyn Vreemans wrote, there is plenty of research to suggest that women are also hardwired to have a strong sex drive in and of itself.
Girls always want sex.
You know,
and if they don't want sex, there's something wrong.
It's a primal urge for men and women, dude. I mean, it's natural. It's a natural thing. So, number nine, big feet and hands means a big nope. While the same jeans, I'm glad because I'm short, I have small feet, and I have these little hands. And
that reminds me of a story with my buddy Bob.
Go for it. 2-inch Gil.
We call him Bob Jew.
You have nicknames for these guys. Go ahead, buddy.
And this guy has massive, he's a guitar player, hands with a massive nose. And it's just like, this guy must have a big dick.
Why do we always
ask? I don't know, I'm just saying, because like he wears like he rides a motorcycle and he has like a leather jacket.
Okay.
So it cuffs off to his hands and then it's like skinny and then just enormous hands pop out. It's just fucking huge. I'm like, yeah, fucking huge ass hands, dude.
Well,
why are you looking at my dick?
Fucking Adam. And you wonder why they talk shit on
Twitter. Whatever. Fuck that.
Well, the same genes seem to be involved in genital, finger, and toe growth. There is no good evidence that men with big feet have bigger penises. You really can't tell by just by looking at his hands. And I have little Hans, so I have little penis as well.
There's a
so
video, a YouTube video. I forgot the name of it.
What's that?
And it's a guy sitting at a subway, and he has like a bulge going down his leg.
You know, gay.
And then the
is
girls,
it like a prank type of deal?
I don't know if it's a prank, but the thing was like, oh, only guys look at big breasts, and but women,
they look at cocks and asses.
They were looking at, this girl was staring at his cock, and you could see, the video camera showed her eyes, kept going down and up. It's pretty funny.
Interesting. Okay, I believe that though, dude. I mean, women check out, I have a flat ass, dude, but I hate hearing like when a chick, like, you would have a nice ass, but it's kind of flat. And I don't wear baggy clothes, like, right. Bitch.
What the
like,
fuck?
Like, out of bullshit.
Why don't you go fucking lose some weight?
Although I do like, I know, dude, right? Dude? Yeah, although I like hearing I have a pretty penis, so I'll stand by that. It's little, but it's a pretty penis, so. All right, man, that's
all
about
right.
It for
TMI, there, dude. Too much information. All right.
Got for me.
We went a little long, so we will come back with some comic talk.
Comic talk, you.
Hey, this is Joe Quesada from San Diego Comic-Con. You're listening to the Comic Syndicate.
This is Declan Shalvey, artist of Moon Knight for Marvel Comics, and you're listening to Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Brian Michael Bendis, and you are listening to the Comic Syndicate.
Comic Talk.
Okay, we're back, and we got some comic talk, some reviews.
Yeah. Do you have any news?
Got a couple comic books canceled. Mm-hmm. In January, we got She-Hulk, X-Factor. I think it's called Fairies.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's called Fairies. I don't remember. Anyways.
That's about it.
Short runs.
Yeah. She-Hulk, Charles Soule was writing, though. I wasn't liking it, I don't think, man.
Charles Soule's been dropping it, dude. Death of Wolverine.
Well.
She-Hulk.
Do you want to go into it? Okay. Let's start off this, first of all, by saying people on Facebook were pissed off when they found out about Wolverine dying. And one of my buddies sent me this. He's like, how do you feel about it? He knows I'm a comic guy. He knows about the podcast. And I'm like, dude, I hope they keep him fucking dead. I'm like, they need to fucking do it. And it's just sucks because everyone on Facebook is bitching. It's like, pick up a goddamn fucking comic and read before you talk shit. Just because you know him from the fucking movies.
Which sucked.
Yeah, like, what the fuck? So, fuck you guys. Kill him. Fuck him.
Yeah, just leave.
Good?
Just
are we good?
Let him die, and that's it.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's... Yeah, go for it. I'll all back right. You up.
Speaking of Death of the Wolverine, I did read number 4 of 4.
Yes, Death
by
of the Wolverine.
Charles Soule.
And Stephen McNiven is the artist. I love his art, though. Go ahead, man.
So we got Logan. He finds the base of Cornelius.
Yep.
And he's been busy trying to make a... making more Weapon X's. So
yep,
he's
so
trying
Wolverine?
To make more Wolverines. Yeah, that's what he's trying to make.
And adamantium claws and shit.
A lot of adamantium.
Yeah, a lot of... And he says... Oh, go ahead, man.
He thinks Logan still has his healing factor. So he doesn't have the full download. So he thinks that he still has his healing factor. Yep. Once he finds out he lost it, he wants Logan dead. So there's no use for him. That's why he put a hit on him and not to kill him because he couldn't be killed.
He wanted to find the gene or whatever to get his healing factor.
Yes.
Because he has, like you said, a grip lotus of... subjects or something.
And they're all dying.
Fucking, yeah, projects that they're dying. And he's killing these people because of the adamantium he's putting into them because none of them can survive.
Right.
And he says, well, there's several weird things that happen, dude. So, because there's a syringe that he's using to, on these
subjects.
Test subjects that it's giving them a temporary healing factor, I guess, for the most part. And he's like, even this bastard fucking thing is not working. Like, that's why I needed you.
They keep dying.
And he's like, and then once they die, I have to fucking take out all their adamantium out of them because I'm not going to let it go to waste. Just, you know, fucked up. Wolverine goes in and like you said, dude, he lets him know, like, guess what, dick? Cuts his hand. He's like,
yeah.
Squirting blood. He's like, oh, fuck. So you lost your healing factor.
Yes.
He sends some homeboy out after Wolverine.
Mr. Sharp, Major Sharp is his name.
Yeah.
Sends them to kill Logan. However, Logan does quick work with him still.
Yep.
I mean, the guy, he gets fucked up and he still wins.
He's getting his ass kicked in. He pulled a fucking typical fucking Roadrunner and fucking Wile E. Coyote stunt where he's like, come punch me. He moves and he hits the glass and breaks the glass and
it's
blah, 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 blah.
Stupid. So,
it is pretty stupid.
He defeats the the mad science guy, and the Adamantium runs from it. So he slices...
Yeah, he goes into Cornelius where the doctor was in his chamber, like, where Wolverine couldn't get in. And there's, like Adam mentioned right now, there's a giant container full of Adamantium.
Just gallons.
Yeah. And Wolverine, being the smart guy he is, as opposed to jumping and hitting this thing, or getting a fucking ladder and fucking, like, taking this down, he walks right under it and fucking pokes it, but not just a little bit. He fucking tears it apart, and...
And it's just raining adamantium. It just rains
it's
metal.
It's a volcano of adamantium, and it's...
He's covered in it, and, you know, he just... fucking walks outside.
Yeah, he walks outside his last, like, dying, because now his healing factor has been gone, guys. So now he's still on his mission, like, he wants to kill Cornelius. He goes out, and Dr. Cornelius is about to take off in a helicopter, and the helicopter dude fucking starts pissing his pants. He takes off without the doctor. Apparently, when Wolverine broke into this place, the doctor got stabbed with a fucking
piece of glass,
yeah, like, and he's dying out, he's bleeding out. Wolverine, 45 minutes later, probably, because we don't know how fast this adamantium is going to fucking dry up.
It's the worst fight scene ever.
It really is.
So he comes out as a blob of fucking metal.
Yeah.
And just watches the sunset.
As the metal cools, and he's...
Dr. Doom now.
Holy shit. Okay, so... what did we think about this?
I don't understand.
People should not be fucking pissed that they killed Wolverine. They should be pissed off that this was written bad.
The way he died was horrible. Yeah. I don't know. It's just like a fucking giant statue.
It is. I mean, I'll send pictures for you guys, but that's exactly what it is. Now, several things happen. We're going to spoil it for you right now. We don't know who's digging on it, who's loving it. Again, fuck Wolverine. Now, we had mentioned that the doctor had healing factors, syringes for the patients. There's a panel where Wolverine looks over at the syringe. Do we know if he took it or not? We don't know. I'm telling you right now, he probably fucking did, kids.
He has a temporary healing factor coming through. I don't know how that's going
to
work.
Now, unless he's... I don't know. He's used to the adamantium already. Maybe he's preserved in it, perhaps? And they probably had to, like, chisel away at him.
Oh my god, this gets worse.
It is. Now, we don't know, because he's going to come back to life in, like, next week. The resurrection of Wolverine. Yeah. Some stupid shit that we know is going to happen.
And we will review it.
And we're going to review it. This one was bad. I love Charles Soule. I loved the art in it. This was... he's not dead.
Where's all his friends? Where's all his fucking homies? He's by himself again.
This is very true. I'm glad he's dead. Yeah.
I didn't like it. What other one? Moving on. We have another.
Do we want to switch it up? Wolverine? Okay, we'll go Wolverine still. It'll be the Wolverine episode.
This is a Wolverine-based comic.
Okay, guys, this is going to be called Death of Wolverine, the Logan Legacy number one. Now, these ones, again, Charles Soule is writing it, dude. This one pretty much starts off in a cell. We don't know X-23, which is a clone of Wolverine in female form.
Yeah, it's a chick. It's a banging angel right now.
Yeah, exactly. Now, some guy's taking her to some fucking cell, throws her in the cell, and already Dakin, who is actually Wolverine's son. He's Dark Wolverine, right?
Yes, he's Dark Wolverine.
He's Dark Wolverine and Sabretooth. Yeah, so she tosses X-23 in, and they're fighting, Wolverine's son and Sabretooth. There's also a strange figure in a cloak in the cell as well.
Just chilling and watching the fight.
Yeah, pretty much, dude. Dakin ends up fucking slashing Sabretooth, and X-23's like, okay, well, we know he's gonna heal fucking, like, quick. What the fuck are we gonna do? He's like, bitch, we can't get out of here. Like, what do you expect?
Right. So we got, and then all of a sudden, we have another character coming through.
Yes, Yuriko, dude.
Deathstroke.
Lady Deathstrike, yeah.
Deathstrike, I'm sorry. And then shows up, and they also throw her in the cell. So the cell's getting filled with fucking people.
Yeah, now, at one time or another, these people have hated Wolverine. X-23 is cool with him. Dakin now is cool with him, too. Sabretooth, Yuriko, Lady Deathstrike, they have a love-hate relationship, yeah. I guess. So now they're in there, and then the hooded figure takes their fucking hood off.
And surprise... It's Xavier. It's
Professor X.
Xavier's face is there.
Mm-hmm.
And we see each of them.
These people just random things like...
just I don't know, dude. It just...
Okay, so this Professor X tries to get the fuck out, and they can't get out of this electric cell. So once Professor X, quote-unquote, jumps in, he bounces off and turns into Mystique, which...
You didn't think that he fucking, like, she understood that, like, sitting there for about 2 days that the cell was electric?
Shit, right, dude?
So it's Mystique pretending to be Xavier. Mm-hmm. And, I guess we get another guy that comes in.
Yeah, so apparently Red Hood from Red Hood and the Outlaws from DC Comics jumps in.
He does look like him.
And he comes out now. He's the one who put all these characters together in this cell. And he tells them something really interesting. He's like, okay, I need answers from each of you guys. Now, there's something that I gotta tell you guys. When you guys were all experimented on, we put some synapses in your fucking psych where... There's four words that will make you do several things. One of them will instantly fucking make you die. One of them will make you hypnotized, I guess.
One will make you sleep.
One will make you sleep. And then the fourth one...
It was hypnotized.
Okay, so... Interesting. Because now, like... He even tells Sabretooth, like, you're full of shit. He's like, really, Sabretooth? You want me to tell them your word so they can have you... Treat you like a bitch? You know, because they exactly. know... So he's like, okay. So... And then Red Hood... Says again, he's like, I just need you to answer these questions for me. And then at the end, I'm going to decide which one of these four words I'm going to use on you guys.
So it's like he wants, during the whole comic book, we get little memory things, like how they got there.
And yeah, little by little. Yeah.
They gave us a preview, like, okay, you need to read, if you want to know this, the next issue.
Which is the next issue.
I didn't like that. And I was like, well, why don't you tell us everything now? But
So pretty much Logan Legacy is going to be four issues, and it's going to go deal with each of these characters. I believe four.
I kind of liked it, to be honest.
I liked it better than Wolverine, The Death of Wolverine.
And it's Charles Soule.
And it is Charles Soule. We're just talking shit. We love you, Charles Soule.
We do, man.
But I didn't like Wolverine. And I liked this one, so it was better.
Well, I liked it. I'll keep reading it.
If you guys are just listening to the podcast just because you wanted to find out what's going on with Wolverine, that's what's up with Wolverine. He's dead. Shit's going down with big figures in his life, and we'll see where it goes from there.
Sounds good. What else you got, buddy?
All right, man. I am going to have to go... Okay, I'm going to go through Batman and Robin, dude. I'm a big fan of fucking Batman and Robin. This is Robin Rises, part 3. It's going to be Batman and Robin number 35. Peter J. Tomasi is the writer. Patrick Gleason is the artist. I liked this one a lot, dude. This is Batman in his Hellbat fucking armor nice. That Justice League had in case he ever needed it. You know, if he had to visit Apocalypse, which he does because he wants to find the body of his dead son, yeah. Damian Wayne. So he goes and he's rocking people, trying to get to whoever took his son. Now, it goes into Gotham, where the Bat family comes together. Red Hood, Red Robin, which is Tim Drake, and then Batgirl.
She's not doing selfies?
She's not doing selfies, finally.
Okay, sounds good.
She's not getting ass fucked off of roofies again. So they go to Spider-Woman Batwoman. Sorry about that, guys. And they tell her, well, we're going to go back up Bruce. We need you to take care of Gotham. She kind of takes it weird, like, what the fuck? They go to fucking Wayne Manor. They hit up Alfred. Alfred even tells him, like, straight up, like, I knew you guys were going to be back. And you know you couldn't stop. But she's like, yeah, I'm glad you guys came back.
Nice.
So they have a plan to get to... Apocalypse, with which they don't have access to the boom tube, which helps Batman gets there. They call Cyborg, like, dude, we need your help at the mansion. Fucking Bruce is up to something. We need your help. They fucking pull a fast one on him. He puts on some fucking goggles. They knock him the fuck out. They use his powers to create a fucking...
A boom boom?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
And they open up a teleportation chamber. They fucking go through. Very cool, though, because Alfred even tells him, before you guys go... I don't know when you guys are going to come back. He made them specific armor to survive in Apocalypse. And then he gives each of them an R, which is cool. Like, that's representative cool. of let's go help Robin out.
Nice.
Now, so they go through this dimension thing, and Cyborg ends up waking up, and he goes through with them.
Nice.
So Batman's on a Terran Apocalypse, again, trying to find out answers where his son is. And it looks like they're using Damien's... carcass, not him necessarily, or maybe, but they're using a gem as well to activate this giant cannon.
Okay.
That's where the comic ends. That's it. I liked it. I love Damian Wayne. I love Robbins. So, yeah, I liked it. One of the books of the week. Take it anywhere you want, man.
I read Fantastic Four. I'm kind of sorry that's going to go bye-byes in,
ooh, in
May?
I think you might be right in May, dude, yeah.
So we got Fantastic Four 11. I'm loving this. Real short read. And last episode, last issue, Reed was getting his ass kicked, and Wanda came and saved him. So they have a kind of like a heart-to-heart talk, you know. We got Ben still getting picked on in jail.
He's in jail, right?
He's okay, in jail. He's in a shower scene dropping the soap.
Oh, shit, dude.
I don't know how that works with all rocks, but they beat the shit out of him. Susan comes back after kicking Doom's ass in the annual.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
and
yeah.
is worried. She's worried that Malice, like, she has another personality kind of like Onslaught with Xavier. She has another character that's in her, kind of like the Phoenix.
Yeah.
It's Malice is still around in her because she kind of went overboard on Doom.
Yeah, okay.
So she's scared about that. And then we got another character, Wyatt. He's in the old stuff too. He's like an Indian type, big buff dude. He's fucking She-Hulk.
Okay.
He takes an arrow from what looks to be like Hawkeye. But so it's kind of weird. Like, he's having dinner and he's talking and then he just gets shot. I'm like, what the fuck? It looks like Hawkeye.
Oh, okay.
So we don't know who it is. And then Johnny's best friend, you know, he got shot with the arrow, and then Spider-Man comes and saves his ass.
Mm-hmm.
And Spider-Man and Johnny are like really best friends in the old Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
So he's coming to try to
help
him out, because Johnny's really a fucking douchebag again. You know, he's still pissed off that he lost his power.
Oh, Human Torch still, huh?
Fucking girls. And that's pretty much it.
Cool.
It ends there.
All right, cool, man. Book of the week.
Book of the week, but it was good. I mean, I liked it. I guess I would call.
Okay, cool, man.
I only read 3 books anyway, so.
Okay, guys, I'm sorry. Yeah, forgive me, guys. I have.
You read more than me. So.
I was on and sick too, dude. I didn't have enough time to read till Sunday, so grinding out the reads. I loved. Okay, guys, pick up Magneto number 11. It's part of the Axis storyline. I'm loving Magneto, written by Colin Bunn right now. It goes. Normally, I don't like crossover events, big crossovers, because all the titles it goes into, I don't like spending that fucking money. But these went into 2 titles that I'm digging on. So, Magneto and, again, Loki, Agent of Asgard, number 7, written by Al Ewing, March to Axis as well. World War Hate hits Latveria.
Tell him the order to read them.
Okay, I would say, I forgot how it was.
You went Loki,
it was
Axis.
Read Loki first, Axis. Read Magneto. Ooh. Yeah, you can read Magneto after Axis, I think.
Yeah, because he's already shows up.
Axis, and then read Magneto. But it's just really cool. Axis number 2 starts off. The fight has begun, dude. The Super Sentinels that we spoke about last episode, almost an issue.
Guess who made him?
Tony Stark's
idea. Tony Stark made him, man.
Red Onslaught goes into his mind and gets his ideas to fucking build these giant adamantium sentinels. And it's literally, again, the Avengers and the X-Men backing each other, trying to survive. Not just Onslaught, but these asshole Sentinels, which they're getting rocked. Little Nova's in on the mix, dude. He gets his ass kicked.
He fucks everything up, though.
Yeah.
He fucked up the whole plan.
He didn't know any better.
He didn't know any better. And then, you know, who comes to save him? Doctor Strange.
Yeah, Doctor Strange comes, saves the day, and they come up with the plan. Now, Iron Man comes to realize, like, holy shit, he got this off of the Civil War files that I had.
Mm-hmm.
And they're designed specifically to attack heroes.
Right.
Now, Tony Stark thought that if it ever came down to a scrap against other heroes, he needed backup. So he built these specifically for them. Now, Magneto is part of the team, dude. And it's just funny because one of the Sentinels is about to crush fucking Iron Man. And he looks at Magneto like, Magneto, I need your help.
He said, laters.
Straight up, dude. Now,
he said, fuck you. I'm
he's like, here. You fucking made these fucking Sentinels. You know we've been persecuted, and you're asking me for help? I love it. He does what I do. He wipes his shoulder, like, wipes the dust off. And then Magneto books it. And Tony Stark's like, Magneto, holy shit, I'm going to die.
That's hilarious.
It's good, though. It's good panel play, good interaction. There's the last bit now. Now, this is them, like, aftermath. Like, they are in some part of Genosha. The Inhumans are there. At least Medusa is. Havoc, Invisible Woman, Nightcrawler. Just a bunch of these characters.
Yeah, Nightcrawler's there, and he fucking does the Invisible Act.
Yeah, and they're trying to figure out what exactly how to stop these fucking Sentinels. So they're coming up with one final plan, and they're saying, fuck it, let's do it, balls to the wall. They go at it. Again, they get their asses kicked. Their last hurrah.
Just bad.
And it's a nice panel, though, dude. Yeah, I'm loving it,
it's
dude.
Great artwork.
And Tony Stark is completely his... Suit is fucking Dunsky's, dude.
Like, you know, your iPhone on zero, that's fucking Iron Man right now.
Pretty much, dude. Yeah, so it way cool, dude. Right when he's literally, like, kneeling down, broken. He's literally a broken man, Tony Stark. And the person who comes back is Magneto.
He was only gone for, like, 10 minutes.
Yeah, but we don't know how many days passed when Tony Stark passed out.
Okay.
Now, again, if you guys read, first of all, Loki, Agent of Asgard number 7, and then read Axis number 2, at the end of Axis number 2, it's Magneto getting villains together. Because what he was told was like, okay, well, fuck it. If heroes aren't going to work here, let me come up with my own crew.
The scum of the scum.
Yeah, which is kind of cool, though, dude.
Yeah, I like the characters they put in here.
So Sabretooth, Carnage, I like. Dude, Deadpool can suck my dick. Dr. Doom, I love, dude. Mystique, I like. They got a, looks like fucking a Absorbing Man. Hobgoblin, Loki. So it's gonna be interesting to see what happens, dude. Carnage
is in there, Sabretooth.
So to see what happens next, I'm totally in on board. I read these titles anyway, so it was a nice, fun read back to back. I think I posted a picture on Facebook or Instagram, and I'm like, dude, these are covers of the week because I read them in succession after reading like 4 shitty books that I'm not even going to go into besides Death of Wolverine. That was just bad. So to get these 3 words, it was just refreshing. Nice. And it was funny because Abris earlier, Megan, she hits me up. She's like, I'd have to disagree with these. And I'm like, okay, well, what are yours? She never got back to me. So I thought it was funny. But the Axis cover is dope, dude. And the Loki cover I just liked anyways. And then to see all the villains on the Magneto cover is just fucking sick. So I liked it, guys. If you guys want us to go more in depth in that, let us know. And go one more comic, dude.
I think that's all I got. I did Axis. Want you to do some Uncanny, or you want to do
Deadly Class and Uncanny X-Men? Ooh, and... Fuck, there are a lot of good comics this week, dude. I would say Uncanny X-Men was, and Deadly Class, probably books of the week. Just the art by Wes Craig in Deadly Class. It's written by Rick Remender. The art is gorgeous. The colors are gorgeous. The inks on this comic, I'm just loving, dude. So I guess we're going to talk to Rick soon.
Yes.
So we'll see what happens with that. But again, guys, it's just a great story. It goes back to, I guess, Marcus, what he went through prior to, I guess, after him losing his parents when he was, like, in orphanages and shit like that. And it appears that he was getting handled, possibly raped by some kid in this fucking home. So, and it looks like the guy that's after him.
The fucked up face?
Yeah, with the fucked up face guy, yeah. Okay. Because the headmistress of the school is just fucking nuts. Like, they're working in literally a sweatshop, dude, and Marcus is literally putting pins in his fucking mouth, dude.
Jesus.
So they count everything that goes on. She pulls him to the office. It's like, I don't have anything. He's talking, but he, like, puts him in his mouth and, like, stabs him, pokes him in his mouth. So... they can't see anything.
Right.
So he goes back to his, it looks like a cell kind of deal for this orphanage. I guess it's a school for misfits, I guess, or just an orphanage for misfits. Weird, just weird vibe, creepy vibe, because homeboy that he's bunking with is like, you know, like, you're going to give me some fucking action or give me your food, whatever. Just picks on him, dude, kicks his ass, everything. Marcus had put fucking these pins in his fucking burger or food.
Oh, nice.
To get him off of his ass. Marcus has been working on this project the whole time, dude. He made a homemade fucking pin bomb, dude.
Okay.
So he has a bunch of, like, it looks like a sponge ball with all the pins that he's been collecting throughout his time in this fucking orphanage or school. It blows up. Marcus gets down. Everyone's beat up, dude. Fucking the guards are jacked up. Marcus takes one of the guns, starts fucking blasting, fucking shooting his way out of there, dude.
Wow.
So... it finally goes into some background of Marcus. You know, like, everyone thinks he's a pussy at the school.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, he's not a fucking pussy. Like, he's kind of hardcore. He's kind of thug life, dude. But he shows his Asian girlfriend that digs on him. Although Maria is his girlfriend.
Oh, shit.
But, yeah, dude, so just interesting. I liked this one a lot. So she's done reading his diary. She gives it back to fucking Marcus. And that's when Maria walks in.
The girlfriend.
Yeah. So literally last panel page is like her walking in. And of course, bitches being bitches, you know how crazy you are, thinking something is up because I let some girl read my fucking, my writing. So I loved it when a Books of the Week. I loved it too. Let me go over cover to real quick, dude. It's a quick synopsis. It's Freddy's Nightmare type of deal, guys. It's Nightmare on Elm Street-ish vibe. The town got together to catch Cutter at some facility. This Cutter broad is killing these people, taking everyone down. It's kind of just got that freaky movie vibe. Jeremy's the only one who survives that. The cop comes up, hits up fucking Jeremy like, how come you didn't tell me about this? He's like, oh, so I'm not under arrest. He's like, no. So he's like, okay, if you have another meeting again with the town people to take this bitch out, let me know. Gotcha. I'm not under arrest. Cool. No problem. Cop takes off. Sheriff takes off. Fucking Jeremy goes, finds this fucking, this attic place, dude. And he goes in and he finds the room where all her tools are, dude. And just sees like the shears, everything she's been using to fucking kill people.
Jesus.
So very interesting. But yeah, so the sheriff ends up telling Jeremy something. He's like, hey, dude, if this gets out, it's going to be bad. Like, he's like, no, I know, for the city. He's like, no. Kind of referring to, like, okay, the sheriff had something to do with Cutter or Emily's death. Just really cool. It ends with them getting knocked out by a Cutter. And they wake up. Jeremy has a fucking knife in his hand that's been planted on him. With the sheriff sitting down with his hands tied behind his back, guts fucking open, guts pouring out. With his crew, the sheriff's deputies, coming in. So, straight up fucking, I liked it, dude. Creepy, again, Uncanny X-Men was also Books of the Week number 27. So, yeah. Okay. I can hit that one real quick if you want.
It's up to you, whatever you want to do.
Ooh, Uncanny X-Men, guys. All right, now, this is before Axis, guys. The X-Men get together. Because fucking they have a mutant that Charles Xavier put to sleep and his powers to rest. Once he died, this kid has been learning how to use his powers. The art is killer by Chris Machado. So they're in, the Uncanny X-Men are in a S.H.I.E.L.D. Hell Carrier. Maria Hill got so desperate, like, it's a mutant, we can't stop, we need some mutant help. Can you guys help us now? Can we be friends now? Right. And so it's Cyclops' crew, the misfit band of kids or adults, and even actually Beast. So it's X-Men and Uncanny X-Men, because even Wolverine, Storm, Beast are on here trying to figure out, how do we stop this madman? Rachel Summers is trying to get into his mind, like, okay, she puts some thoughts into his head, like, all the Avengers are here, the Fantastic Four are here, like, dude, we need you to stand down right fucking now. We don't want to hurt you. She thought the best way to go about it was, let's scare the kid into submission.
Right.
He finds out right away. He's like, you're not Professor X. Get the fuck out of my fucking head. And she's like, okay, I'm sorry. Maybe I shouldn't have done that. Homeboy tears apart the fucking Hellcarrier. Goes fucking crashing down. The X-Men shield. The Hellcarrier comes down. They're finding ways exits out and just trying to help each other out. It looks like all the S.H.I.E.L.D. agents end up in some fucking bubble. Cyclops is saving the X-Men. They hate his guts. Just really cool interaction that even Wolverine has with fucking Cyclops, which is really good, because they're like, they want to take the kid out, straight up kill him. Mm-hmm. And it's like, dude, if we don't do it, Wolverine says something stupid like, if we don't do it, you know, he can go crazy. You know, like, he's doing it out of his own free will. And Cyclops is like, hey, sometimes we do things out of, you know, when something else is taking control of us. Meaning, like, dick. I killed Xavier because something was making me do it. Wolverine's still, like, being a little bitch about it. Yeah. So, very interesting interactions they have. Weird, after this explosion, everyone's eating shit. All the X-Men get teleported back to where they're from. So, in Alaska, or I'm sorry, Canada, Cyclops gets taken to his young team with his team, which is Magic and fucking all those cats. Storm, Rachel, they get teleported to fucking their fucking school,
okay.
Jean Grey school, and they're trying to figure out what's going on. Storm's like, what the hell happened? How do we stop this fucking kid? And that's the X-Men's way of, how do we go about things now? At school, though, Cyclops, dude, he's like, fuck. It's like, Cyclops, you've been out for a long time. He's like, shit, I'm alright. Just stay down. You've been out for a few hours, dick. He's like, so what are you thinking? They all look at him like, oh, fuck, we know exactly what Cyclops is thinking. So the way he's been getting these kids is, like, every time there's a kid that needs help, he's always the first one there to be like, I know what you're going through.
Right.
Like, let me help you out. And that's what fucking he does. He hits him up straight up man to man, and he's like, I'm a mutant too. You can, I gave you permission to read my fucking thoughts right now, but I'm here to help you. If think I'm not here to help you, then you can fight us, you can go to SHIELD, like, but just know I'm here to help you figure out what's going on. Very cool fucking comic, dude. So this one and Deadly Class were books of the week. Access Magneto, yeah.
Very cool, man.
So yeah, sorry to ruin that for you, but
sorry, I'll read it tonight.
Yeah, it's great, dude. So let me know what you think about that one, because it felt like finally back to Cyclops, ballsy, the gritty Cyclops we were liking, as opposed to the Death, not the Death of Wolverine, the Charles Xavier. Yeah.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, man. Toss out Audible or anything.
Again, or... Audible. If you guys want it, hit us up. It's on our site. We went a little long, which is fine. Yeah,
guys, thanks for putting up with my fucking voice. I'm dying. I almost bailed on Adam. Since we didn't record yesterday, Monday, it's therapeutic for me doing this with you, homie. Just feels good to laugh and fucking shoot the shit and talk comics, dude.
Very cool, man. Again, next week, we'll be back.
Yeah, we got the whole crew. So, Sandy, hopefully, Sergio, hopefully. we're going to have some... We're going to probably change the format up a bit.
Yeah, we'll figure something out this week. You can find my boy at...
At For The Villain. You guys can find us on Instagram at _... At @comic_syndicate on Instagram. On Facebook, like us.
You can find me at Mem the Beaner.
You guys can also find us, download us on iTunes, Stitcher, I don't think SoundCloud, Beyond Pod Podcast. You guys can go directly to our site, thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com, thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com/mobile. Thanks a lot for listening and putting up with us again, you guys. I'm going to be at Not Scared Farm tomorrow, dude. So it's going to be on beat, dude. I don't know how fucking. But anyways, guys, all right, thanks.
All right, guys, we'll see you guys next week. My life.